When I was in the 12th grade, I went to my rabbi and announced that I, too, wanted to be a rabbi. He looked at me and said, I don't think that's a very good idea. Well, I was shocked. I wanted to be a rabbi, and here was my rabbi discouraging me. Didn't the Jewish people need more rabbis? Wasn't a rabbi's job to support and nurture his students? It's not what you're thinking, he finally said. It's not that I don't think you should be a rabbi, he continued. It's just that I don't think you should be a conservative rabbi. That was conservative with a capital C. You see, I grew up in a conservative congregation. I had to learn to chant Torah and lay tefillin in order to have a bar mitzvah. And at home, we kept kosher, mostly. My Jewish education was a conservative Jewish education. And what I knew of services was defined by the conservative prayer book. Lots of Hebrew. And though my ritual practice was defined by the conservative movement, my rabbi recognized that I wasn't conservative, that I didn't really believe its core tenets. He suggested that I explore Reform Judaism. Well, I really didn't know much about Reform Judaism at the time. My only exposure to it had been attending the bar mitzvah ceremonies of some of my friends when I was 13. Truth be told, I found Reform Jewish practice quite strange. I still remember my friend Billy standing before the congregation in a gray robe, no yarmulke, reading a prayer in English. This is Judaism, I thought. But this was the form of Judaism my rabbi, my conservative rabbi, thought I should explore. Back then, back in the 70s, conservative and Reform Judaism were very different. It was obvious to everyone that ritualistically Reform and conservative Judaism weren't the same. But it wasn't ritual that prompted my rabbi to suggest I should explore Reform Judaism. He knew that philosophically, Reform and conservative Judaism were very different. And my rabbi appreciated that it was the foundational principles that I needed to be comfortable with. That to be a successful rabbi or an engaged Jew meant more than which rituals one practiced. It meant, did you accept the religious principles and philosophic ideas of a particular movement? Back then, Reform Judaism emphasized autonomy, the right and the responsibility for the individual to choose for him or herself how to give expression to one's Jewish identity. And the Pittsburgh Platform, one of the first articulations of a systematic Reform belief, stated, "We recognize in Judaism a progressive religion, ever striving to be in accord with the postulates of reason." This certainly was an idea I could get behind. Quite frankly, I still do. But I have to say, over time, the differences between conservative and Reform Judaism have slowly eroded. Not only are Reform congregations embracing more rituals and conservative congregations changing their positions on female and gay rabbis, I see their core principles becoming less dissimilar. While I think it's important and healthy for different religious movements within the Jewish world to work together and to respect one another, I believe that movements with philosophic differences remain important within Judaism. Because ultimately, it's not which rituals we do or don't do that define our Judaism. It's what we believe. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I encourage you to check out our website and our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.